I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You always have the power to resist. When one considers the notion of resignation and the principle of amor fati, it might not seem like the Stoics and the idea of political resistance would go together. But this modern impression would be a surprise to the many tyrants and oppressors that found themselves in conflict with the Stoics over the centuries. Caesar thought that Cato would roll over like every other opponent and obstacle that he had faced. That turned out very much not to be the case. Portia and her husband Brutus collaborated ultimately to assassinate Caesar in an attempt to restore the Republic. Agrippinus and Thrasea and their obstinate resistance of Nero's tyranny was a constant, exhausting drain on his rule. Indeed, it eventually killed him. The British thought they could roll over those Stoic-inspired revolutionaries in the colonies in 1776 and found that it was not that easy. Stockdale's captors assumed they could break him, but instead endured 7 long years of his constant, almost inhuman resistance in that POW camp. The point being, a Stoic refuses to accept injustice and refuses to be intimidated. They resist any and all attempts to force them to do otherwise. In a famous speech to American suffragettes, the British civil rights activist Emmeline Pankhurst expressed the sentiment perfectly, not just for women, but for all forms of resistance. As long as women consent to be unjustly governed, they can be, she said. But directly women say, we withhold our consent, we will not be governed any longer, so long as that government is unjust. Not by the forces of civil war can you govern the very weakest woman. You can kill that woman, but she escapes you then. You cannot govern her. No power on earth can govern a human being, however feeble, who withholds his or her consent. You know what the title of that speech was? Freedom or Death. And where does that phrase come to us from? From Addison's famous play about Cato, which so inspired the founders of America that they quoted it and remixed it for all posterity as, give me liberty or give me death. Let those words, let those examples burn themselves into your memory, into your soul where they belong. A Stoic doesn't go quietly into that good night. A Stoic fights tooth and nail for what is right. A Stoic can't be broken. A Stoic doesn't consent to injustice or tyranny. They fight. They give everything. They would rather die than submit. And when pushed, they've proven that. Thankfully, it's unlikely to come to that today, but that doesn't mean we can't take up their spirit and fight in our own way. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you don't get the Daily Stoic email, go to dailystoic.com/email.
Hey,
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.